This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle.
Today's lesson, avoid luxury. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, welcome to A to Z. Here on I'm Being a Trader, my sister Zainab. And look, the titles may be a slightly odd one, actually sort of saying to people, avoid luxury. But yeah, obviously there's a reason behind that, because maybe if we say avoid luxury, it just sort of focuses our mind to just be a bit aware. Because even though Islam does not say to us, oh, we can't be wealthy, we can't have things, there is, of course, this danger that, you know, if we surround ourselves with a lot of luxury, that we become used to it. So one thing that can happen is that, you know, we find it difficult to part with parts of that luxurious lifestyle. And obviously we know we can't take any of that with us. It's totally irrelevant to our hereafter. We actually need to be sending just the good deeds ahead of us. And it might also just, and I'll just mention a few other aspects, having a lot of luxury around us could also mean that we suffer a bit more when we can't afford that luxury anymore. So if maybe due to, for example, now in some parts of the world, war conditions, or if we lose our jobs, maybe we have to change our lifestyle, accept a less luxurious lifestyle. Maybe that's more difficult if we become accustomed to a luxurious lifestyle. And obviously we could also just be a bit more focused on those nice things. We might just start to enjoy them too much and sort of want to even have more. So once we have, we've got everything we need in the kitchen that's looking wonderful, maybe then we set ourselves as our next goal. Okay, so let's tackle one of the bedrooms and let's get that transformed into a super luxury bedroom. And, you know, obviously, there are other things in life that maybe we should be focusing our efforts on. Not that it's not, we're not allowed to in Islam, but obviously, what should our mind be focused on? Welcome back to A to Z here on I'm Being Traded with me, sister Zainab. And so I'm just trying to pinpoint a little bit some of the consequences of living a life of luxury. And obviously there are people, and some people are given wealth, a luxury as a test. And some people, it really doesn't impact on them at all. They are just as pious, just as pure-hearted, and have proximity to Allah, because it means nothing. Maybe they are raised in a wealthy household, but it is a very pious household that maybe sort of donates a lot in charity, gives things away. But we have to be aware that wealth is a test. So, and for some people, Allah sends that as a test. So we need to bear that in mind. That just we might get wealth, and then we will have to sort of see, well, how do we respond to that? So I wanted to just also refer to the opposite in a sense, and maybe it just gives an idea how, yeah, maybe luxury is just a bit dangerous. So the lifestyle, for example, of our martyr, Rahbaz, he talks about this in his famous book, Cell Number 14. So he talks about how he grew up in a poor neighborhood until he was about 5 or 6 years old. And there were, I think, 8 children. They were living in a house of just 60 to 70 meters square meters. So imagine that. Look at our lifestyle nowadays. Can we imagine living with our family with 8 children in a house of 60 to 70 meters? And even the furniture had very little value. And there were times where their father even had to sort of try and sell some of his books. I would say the take-home lesson is, let's just be very aware. Be very aware of these pitfalls when we're surrounded by luxury. So I don't know, maybe sometimes a useful thing is, and we're advised to always give away what we have in surplus, or maybe we need to just sort of maybe literally go back. I'm not home, but I myself would need to sort of go back home and sort of survey everything I have. And yeah, maybe other people want to do this and think, okay, is there anything I really don't need? Do I have anything that is surplus? Just the way we give away surplus and money in the way of taxes, are there also things that are good that we don't need? So that's just my final recommendation. And that was it for today. And I look forward to welcoming you to another episode of A to Z here on Iron Beings Radio. And farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.